Welcome to another fresh batch of Melty Breadcast, coming to you straight from the oven, right to your ears. This is episode 9 for November 17th, 2010. I'm your host, Master Chibi, and with me is someone who's been practicing very hard the dance for the Lucky Star opening for the past 9 hours, Mikado Fox. How's it going?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're totally sweating right now.
It's all lies and slander.
Come on, man. You've definitely got like half of it down, right? Most of it?
Moving on.
First off, before anything, I want to thank everybody for bearing with us, quote-unquote, for the last episode. I know a lot of people didn't really like it. Some people did. But we definitely got what we wanted out of it, which was basically replies letting us know that you guys are listening and what you want from future episodes, what you didn't like, etc., that type of thing. So really appreciate the feedback that we got for that episode and for all the questions that we had asked. We're definitely going to use all that stuff to do future shows. Second, just a quick tournament recap, because we've had a good number of, like 2 or 3 tournaments in the past couple of weeks. I'm just going to list them off over here. For NorCal Install Season 2, top 3, first place was Yet, second place was Tsubasa, and third place is Tenkai. I didn't even know Tenkai plays this game. Good shit. I believe there are videos of this. Yes, there's. I have the link to this on the front page, so you can definitely check that out over there. It's the archive for the stream. And then you have Akikon, where first place was Mist FRC, and then just plain Joe, or rather Nigga Joe, and then Lane. There's also YouTube video links for this on the front page, so if you want to look at that, go right to the front page. It should be like halfway down or something. And then all the way in Michigan, we've got Michigan Season 5 Renbets, which was taken by Kenta, and then Shards with the Z in second place, and then Prototype in third place with F Shiki. So people are still playing this game.
Shout outs to Shards.
Shout outs to Shards. Shout outs to everybody playing, keeping the dream alive, quote unquote. I gotta stop using that. You said quote, too unquote. Much. Yeah, it just sometimes just doesn't make sense. It's just there.
Sure it does. All you need to do is just like make the imaginary quote unquote in the air, and people will know that you're doing it.
then it feels right. I can just
yeah, right.
Ah, man. Anyways, for this show, while we did want to go and do a specialist episode in regards to the characters you guys asked for, and while you guys actually gave us ideas on which characters, the problem was is that it was the votes were like too scattered.
There weren't enough votes.
Right. I mean, yeah, we got votes, but the votes we got for like didn't add up. Everybody pretty much ended up picking a different character and a different moon or whatever, and it wasn't something we could really work with.
Just vote some more and we'll work with it. Don't worry.
Right. We'll find a way to work with it and find someone to help us with it and whatnot. But they're not going to waste. We're definitely going to go back to it. But for this episode, just in case, by some freak occurrence, if somebody actually cares, I'm actually going to interview Mikado about his character, and then Mikado's going to interview me about my character, and I'm sure Mikado will give you a lot more information than I will, but
I'm smart.
I'm stupid, thanks.
No, you don't.
I choose to be.
There you go. See, that's what it says.
If you like the format, let us know. We might use this for specialists, character specialists that we want to get in the future. And I'm pretty sure we're going to put a poll up later on. I'm not sure how the hell we're going to do that, considering the amount of characters in this game and
we'll
the moons.
We'll figure it out.
we'll definitely get something working. Okay, so who wants to start? You want to start, or do you want me to start, Mike?
I like the questions. Let's see.
Okay.
What character do you play, for those who don't know?
Okay, I play Half Moon Hisui.
Now, why Half Moon?
Why Half Moon? Because I don't like to think. And it might be contradictory, which we'll talk about later, but it's pretty much, I guess you could say, looked at as the easy mode, beginner's groove, moon, whatever. So I didn't really want to think about EX guarding and charging at certain spots and knowing when to properly block. Even though I like blocking actually a lot. It's just the freedom that Bunker gives me in certain situations.
At the cost of 100 meter.
Right. It was too good for me to pass up, so... And I like 6AA. So, I mean, there's a more to it. It's just like Half Moon, which is, I like simple and effective. But I still wanted to play freaking Hisui, and that's pretty much what Half is. Like, pop books is simplified and effective. The stools are simplified and better, actually. So everything just worked out that way.
So why not play full then?
I don't know, but I'm eating my words now thanks to Crescent Code. Yeah, but it's hard. That's just that moon was just that groove was hard to understand in the beginning. I couldn't really understand how you're supposed to, because when you look at how Crescent was played, you know, how that moon was derived from Act Cadenza, and then how Half was played, and then you take away the stuff that makes that character, like pretty much EX Dust in 623B and Jump C, like, it made me wonder, like, how do I make this character work now? And the Japanese kind of had an idea about what to do with her, but now she looks like a freaking monster. So I couldn't figure out. I just really didn't understand how to make her work, or if I could just sit back and, like, hit the other guy once and then charge behind a freaking chair, or if I had to constantly be, like, rushing down. And as I said, I'm stupid. I don't want to think about that. So.
Well, then that's the question with why not pick Crescent?
Because I found that boring. I found Crescent really boring. It's the opposite, actually, I believe, for everybody else. Everybody else tends to find Crescent unbelievably hype, thanks to double ladle combos and all that craziness and
corner. The character just flies around all day.
Yeah.
She's so mobile, it's stupid.
I don't deny that. I don't actually don't deny it, and I don't dismiss it either, but me personally, I just found it really boring. I know it sounds like I'm freaking not making any sense here, but I got bored of it. I didn't want to learn tech punish traps again or a new way to do it and all that stuff. And it was a new game, and I wanted to play it in a different way, one that fit my playstyle. So that's why I changed.
Speaking of playstyles, what are some good normals for Hisui?
Okay, I leave the best one for last. Are we talking just half? Yeah, probably just half.
Well, yeah.
Definitely jump C. 5B is a good normal. 2B is a good normal. 6C is a really good normal in more ways than one. Yeah. It's great for anti-air in certain situations. Leads to a freaking counter hit. It's great for block strings. Makes the other guy have to guess if there's going to be an overhead coming or if I'm going to go low in the corner. Has a good hitbox on it. The same with 5B and 2B. I mean, pretty much meat and potatoes that you need for block strings and making people guess. Yeah, I was going to say bread and butter. Bread and butter is akin to actual combos where I think meat and potatoes are like the tools that you use. I don't know. What would you use?
I don't know. I'm just hungry now.
Meat and potatoes, bread and butter, salt and vinegar. Like a
great meal.
Salt and vinegar. Especially for half. And I don't know if this is true in the original version or even the new one. Jump B. She gets a new normal with her jump B. She doesn't have the jump BB that she has in Crescent, and it actually leads her to getting actual cross-ups going in which ways. And it's a really good normal in the air. Sometimes in some situations, actually better than jump Z, believe it or not. And by far, and I will argue this against... I will argue this pretty hard. I think it's one of the best normals in the game.
Jump B? Is it Jump B?
No. Jump 6B.
Oh.
Which is, she takes out her feather duster and she just, this little cloud of dust comes out, but it has this delay to it. And if you use it just right, it just earths everything. Like, it destroys heat activation. It, you know, if you do like jump over, if you like knock somebody down and then you jump over and then you like instant air dash backwards and tag that with like the 6B, it's just like, what is the other guy supposed to do about that? Yeah. And then, yeah, and then throwing it in, it's just so good. It's just great for like running away for people who want to like try and tag you in the air and you run away backwards with it and you throw it out and they like inadvertently they hit the freaking dust and
you're like, what the fuck hit me?
It's great too because in some stages you can't even see it.
Like
the grass stage, I think you can't really see it and blends in with the like snow the background. Stage. Yeah, you can't see it on the snow stage. And it's just hilarious.
But like it, sometimes she does it so fast when she lands on the ground, you don't even see her do the move. Like the dust just comes out.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. I can do stuff like have you in the corner and throw you out of the corner, and then it's an air dash backwards into the corner and have the dust hit you, and then go low or like not do the dust. It's just this whole ugliness. It's just. It was a great thing to give her in this one. With all, everything I complained about, like, it's great. It's really, really good. One of the best freaking normals in the game, in my opinion. And now, it's good to see that the Japanese are finally freaking using it. I'm surprised it took an entirely new version for them to use it, but...
Speaking of normals, what are some good situations to use them?
If running away, I think... It's an air dash backwards jump 6B is good. For mix-ups, you can use that. You can like throw the guy, then he respects you. You could just jump straight up and then come down with it. Jumping over and then instant air dashing backwards and throwing that out is really good. 5B and 2B are good for when you get the guy in the corner, especially with the use of 6AA, actually. Jump C is, you know, the standard mix-up to throw in the corner. You know, jump C, instant air dash, whiff, instant air dash, jump C again, instant air dash, whiff, land 2B. What other normals did I mention? 2B is what you need to use for low mix-ups, because unfortunately her 2A doesn't hit low. Why?
Just and, throw them all day.
Yeah, and no, and I forgot to mention jump 2C, actually, which is...
Oh, fast job.
Yeah, which is good now with that. She has super jumps. You get some silly little, like, mix-ups off of it, like throw, super jump, delaying, depending on how you delay.
Well, it's good now because, like, of the counter hit 2 status in CC. So, like, she can be flying from the top of the screen like a Unabomber. And, like, counter hit. And you're just like, fuck.
Why they gotta do the good stuff when I don't have access to it? It's always...
I don't know.
I don't get it. It's just not right. It's not fair. Damn you, Japan. Damn you. Okay. Continue.
Oh, God. Let's see. What specials do you heavily rely on in situations?
6-2-3-B for anti-air. 2-3-6-A for block strings in the corner that go to dust and the build meter. If I land a counter hit 5C, I go into 2-3-6-B for an easy almost 4K. For air to ground, I use 236A. It's really good. It's a very strong. Yeah. Yeah, the past three instances have been ladle. 236A is the ladle that knocks down. She, like, slams the ladle into the ground. 236B is the one that launches at the end. And then the air ladle, you can cancel into 236C and then do an air combo from there. 6-2-3-B is obviously the anti-air dust. And then, obviously, 2-2-C, 2-2-A, also known as stool bento, and then 2-1-4-A and B. 2-1-4-A being freaking metal tray, or whatever, and then pot books. I don't know what the hell it is. It's just like a silver serving tray. She, like, serves tea on something.
And they're all just, like, stuff you get from IKEA.
Yeah.
And she can throw so many at you.
She just like, walks in there.
Serving tray. Pottery. Hanger.
Lamps.
Lamps. What books. Else is in there?
Books.
Vases. Yeah, books. I'm missing one. It's mad obscure. I think it's a sink.
No. Hanger? Wait, you said hangers.
Yeah, I said hanger, yeah.
Hanger?
I think there's a sink in there.
No. Hangers, books, pots, vases, metal trays. That's it. Lamps?
Really?
Doesn't she throw a lamp? I don't know.
Yeah, I said lamp.
Oh. You said, yeah.
She throws something else.
I don't think I can remember. But because of... this is half. She doesn't actually get all those. She only gets pop books for 214B and just the middle tray for 214A. But they always come out, so you don't have to worry about, like, hitting those corners properly like you're doing in full and crescent. Like, you have to do 214-1 to get pop books. And then you have to do 214-6 to get tray in full and crescent. And 214A in half is significantly faster It's a projectile. Much really? Faster, yes, than Full and Crescent's version. Easily, like, one of the fastest projectiles in the game. Up there with, like, Full Moon, Whiteland, and Shuto from Ioko. So it definitely helps her out a lot. It's not that, it's not like one of those slow arcing ones. It just comes out really quickly. So, yeah, she pretty much uses freaking every damn special that she's got. I mean, and then 623C, obviously, EX Dust. Stands corner.
Igus Reflector. Like, where are you going? You're going to sit right there.
Sit right there and eat some dirty crap I picked off the top of the refrigerator or something with this feather toaster. Like the little spots in between the air conditioners.
Oh. Oh.
Can you imagine? That's a good question. I want to know where she actually gets that dust. Does she go into like the central air unit and something and just like pull out all the filters?
You need something that'll like mess up your opponent real bad. Like, I don't know where I got this from, but it looks really filthy. Let me use this.
Oh man, it'd be bad if one of the characters had like asthma. It's like, oh, I can block this. Oh, God. Oh,
oh. Oh, shit. It's like a hard drive right there.
Yeah, he's suing you. Dirty, dirty bitch.
Okay. How high do you think your character is in the tier list?
If we're talking about half, I would say like mid. Middle of mid.
Okay.
Crescent is just, well, I mean, half is better than full for what we have, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But Crescent is just clearly superior. You just have all the options that you need in Crescent and more. All her combos go into the corner. Everything tech punishes. Everything leads into, like, you know, that cycle of mix-ups that she's got. You know, it complements her rush down style if you play her that way. So
I honestly think that, like, Crescent's the best because of the jump BB tech punish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do whatever combo to carry into the corner. You end with jump BB, and depending on the height, you get free tech punish. Or if you don't tech, you get a free untechable knockdown into like a random setup. Mm-hmm. So like that already makes the character really strong, because you don't want to tech and eat a whole new combo into another tech situation. But then it's like you have to eat wake up with a bento sitting behind you, and like she has tick throw setups and just like crazy fast high lows because her air dashes are so quick.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if they didn't give her that, or if they realized what that normal actually does. I mean, they just kind of gave it to her, so maybe at one point they're like, holy shit, look what they're doing with that normal. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. Let's take it away from her.
Let's give it to just Crescent.
Yeah, like Crescent keep it. I mean, if half had it, I don't think half would be worth playing. Half is a personal thing, really. If somebody were to ask me, if some new player would ask me, like, oh, what version of Sui should I play? I would say Crescent. Honestly, I would say Crescent. And I'm pretty sure every other Hisui in the nation, all three of them, play Crescent, to my knowledge. So, like, Numaki plays Crescent, and I think Tsubasa, when he plays her, plays Crescent. So that's just how it is. So I mean, she's middle. I believe she's middle.
Okay.
Should be.
Last question for this. Why do you play Hisui?
I'm a fucking fanboy moron.
We can get on this. Please describe.
I don't know. I used to play Crescent. I used to play regular Sasuke back in like full final tuned, like way back and then I stopped playing her because they changed her to match the arcade version back then, which was like, I think, version A of At Cadenza. And it was like, oh, what the hell, this character takes thinking now. I have to actually use my brain. I don't want that. Ew. You know, they basically had her like, you couldn't just do a jump C times 3 for like easy 3k damage. And like combo into EX nut grab for like unskilled damage, all this stuff. I'm like, oh man, this isn't fun anymore. So I picked a different character because of this one combo Yukino's did, which is basically the old school dust loop that she had.
And,
yeah, she could do 5C into counter hit 5C, or like even just regular 5C, two hits into EX dust, and then you push her, the character, into dust. Dust pushes back into you, and then you push your character back into dust again, and it pretty much like led to like a good 5.5k, I think, like almost 6k.
I remember that.
And it felt so good, and it just had this nice rhythm to it. It's like pa 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 pa. Whatever.
We should probably link it in thread somewhere. Like a random match video of someone doing it.
Yeah, actually, Numaki figured a way to do it kind of in this version, but it's way too situational and impractical. But that, and because I'm an anime schmuck, I love maids and stuff, so I'm like, I'm going to play her. And it's her throw, that freaking throw of hers.
Oh, the headbutt?
It's just the fucking headbutt. Of all things for a maid to do, or any character, or her character to do, I'm going to just headbutt you so damn hard you fall to the floor.
This is untackable.
Yeah, and it's untackable. It's just like, you sit there and you're going to taste the power of my forehead, and that's it. And then stay on the floor where you'll wake up to me wanting to destroy you.
But, fear the power of my headbutt.
Yeah. I should be playing another character that helps fit my playstyle much better, but yeah, I love the character too much, and I'm you know, after playing her for freaking 5 years, I'm just stuck. So I'm good.
And that, people, is what we call dedication.
Yeah, the character love, yo.
See, I was gonna say that, then I was like, I'm not gonna say that. Call it something that sounds better.
Yeah, dedication, character love, stupidity, whatever works. Whatever works.
Answering all those questions about your character, sir.
You're quite welcome. I do believe it's your freaking turn.
It's about fucking time.
Yeah, sorry. Let me see where the questions are. Oh, okay. Well, what character, to our viewers out there, just in case you don't know, what character does Mikado Fox play?
I play Full Moon Akiya.
Hooray. What type of gameplay style do you think your character is suited for?
I would say it's pretty defensive. Well, not that defensive, but there's certain ranges where she has different play styles. From full screen, it's zoning. From, I'd say, halfway to the middle of the screen, she can play a really good footsies game. And then when she puts you in the corner, she's really strong.
So she's got pretty much a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants.
Damn right.
Manipulative little fuck. Well, the next question I was going to ask you pretty much answered. It's like, what do you think are the main goals for that character to have? So, I guess it's spacing dependent, and
well, you kind of want to be putting out like her 2-2 pits whenever you get the chance, depending mm-hmm. on, I guess, the matchup. Actually, it is depending on the matchup. Like, a good 1/3 of the cast, I think, has projectiles that can beat out her your summons, so you have to be careful on those matchups. You can't be full screen against those characters. You have to be mid-ranged, and then you still have to gauge if it's good to put out like webs, flame webs, flame pits, flame pillars during those matchups when you could be doing footsie's base things like, oh, I'm going to dash up and do 2C for max range, or I'm going to do flame tongue from like two character lengths in the air or something. It's all little things, because like you can't really guess wrong too much, because she has good defense but she has poor reversals.
Okay. What do you think are some good normals to press? And possibly explain, I guess, the situations in which you should use them.
Okay, one normal that's amazing is her 2C.
I hate that.
That move's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
For those of you who don't know, Akia does this sweep where, like, from her feet to close to her kneecaps, there's no hitbox there. It's just red, meaning if you were to intercept an attack from there, that area of her body can't be hit. So like if someone tried to do a 2A on top of that, you would get counter hit and you would just hit them with the 2C and you can get a confirm into that.
Lame.
And that also, it does trip guard from the air if you do it right. So if you see someone just floating around like, oh, I'm just going to jump in right at you while you're on the floor, you're like, nope, I'm going to do 2C right here and you're going to get sad. Another normal, her 5B, she kind of sticks out her foot, kind of like she's just kicking you in the shin, like, I'm trying to describe it, like she's kicking you in the shin like some dignified lady would, but only hard enough to probably break your fucking leg. The hitbox on that is from her foot to a little bit lower than her shin. There's also a nice big red hitbox there. There's no green. Green being the hittable hitbox, red being the hittable hitbox towards you. So all she has to do is put that foot out and you press it two-way. They can't reach the green part. Oh, counter hit. Thank you. Nice confirm there. What's another one? Another one is her jump B, because she sticks her foot out straight up in the air, kind of, and it covers a nice space above her, so in case people like, a lot of characters have advantage when they jump above, when they float above Akia, so all you have to do is press jump B at the right moment when they're doing an air attack. Like, for the most part, you'll win some of those battles. Sometimes you'll trade, depending on what normal they've used, but for the most part, you'll win. Jump B will hit them out of the air, and you get a nice confirm off that as well. Another amazing normal is her 4C. Like, I'm not sure how fast it is. I believe it's 8 frames. So, like, if you're pressuring someone in the corner and you think they're going to jump out after you, like, dash back in, you just press 4C immediately. And for the most part, if they try to jump out, it's air unblockable. It can be canceled in specials. You can also initiative heat it when you have the 300 meter when you go into max mode. And yeah, it also confirms into a combo if you hit with it. So that normal is also great as well.
So she's amazing all around.
Hell yeah.
Good to know. Very good to know. Okay. Well, in that vein of good things to use, what about specials that she's got?
Let's see. I would have to say her best special is her 2-2 ABC, being the flame pillars, because they can be held like Ayoko's orbs. So you just do let's say you do 2-2A and you hold A. You can control how long it's held for to a certain amount of seconds. I believe you can hold it for 3 seconds before it disappears on its own without emerging. So you do 2-2A and you hold it. When it grows, when you hold it for more than a second, it becomes air unblockable. When you hold it for more than 2 seconds, it becomes really tall and hits 3 times as it shoots up. So you can keep people out of your face at a really high height with that. Or you can just set up the pit, stand in front of it, and let someone try to like instant air dash at you. You can get a counter hit, and you get a confirm off of that as well. So, but they can sort of maneuver themselves around the low setting pit, so it's kind of dangerous to do it against some characters. That's character specific, obviously. But other than that, like 2-2A is amazing. There's also her 214 ABC series. 204A is like a slow-moving puddle. Flame puddle. Flame puddle. I guess that's what I want to use. Because it's fire.
It travels across the ground, right?
Yep. Okay. The 214A is kind of slow, but you can hold down the A button, and it'll just like continue to travel along the ground until it reaches 3/4 of the screen, and it'll just disappear on its own. But you pretty much use that to keep them... to let the opponent know, like, oh, hey, this is following me. I better, like, you know, watch while I'm on the ground. It only falls in one direction. It doesn't go, like, back and forth. It just goes straight forward. 214B is a lot faster, and it reaches a little bit higher when it emerges out of the ground. 214C is an EX move. You have to use meter for that. But it comes out really fast. It's air unblockable, and you can special cancel it out of like 2-2A, B, C, and 4-2-1, B, and C. As for other specials that are useful, her flame tongues, her 2-3-6, A and B, but only in the air. Not the ones on the ground aren't as good, but you use 2-3-6 A to like keep. It preserves her momentum when she's like air dashing forward or air dashing backward. She just keeps moving while like this big, I don't know how to describe it. It's like,
go ahead, try for it.
It like, if you can think of like a wing of fire coming out of like her hair, just flying right at you while she's moving forward or backwards, that's what happens. And her jump 236B is like this long flame. Damn, I don't really describe that thing. It's weird. It looks weird.
Flame thing.
Like, it's not a tongue. Like, we say flame tongue because
extension.
Yeah, but it's weird. I was gonna say, think of it like like just like a vein of fire coming from her and pointing downwards at a certain angle. Like, and if you hold 236B in the air, it goes further down onto the ground, controlling more space.
Vein. I'm still stuck in vein of fire.
I don't know the proper word for that.
Fire. Where would you put your character in the tiers at this point?
I would have to say she's close to being... She's close to being top. Not very close. Like, if I had to do a ranking, she's like somewhere in the A tier. Like, she's not A minus. She's somewhere between A plus and A.
Okay. Do I have another question? Oh, yes. Why the hell do you play this character?
Let's see. I played Akia from MBAC, and I was like, man, because this is when I played MBAC like somewhere in 07, 06.
Right.
And I was really bad at it. Like, I kept trying to practice every day, and I was always getting scraped by everybody. And I was just like, man, like, NBA, like, Actresses Again is coming out. Like, I guess there might be a new character for me to try. And I was like, oh, Aki has different moons. Let me try it. And I saw Crescent. I was like, I could try Crescent, but like, I'll try the other two. I played half for like a few days, and I was just like, ah, it feels too much like Crescent. Then I saw Full Moon, and I was like, oh man, this is pretty cool. I could just do this, and like people run into that. I don't have to move. I can sit in between two pillars of fire and just do nothing. Like, if anyone see me play or play it against me, they'll just be like, yeah, he's a fucking asshole. They'll just like not move or whatever.
What a dick.
He's like, oh, he's just throwing out fire all day. Like, what am I supposed to do against that?
Chucking plasma.
Well, fire.
Fire, plasma,
chuck fire, whatever. Chuck plasma. Plasma is some fucking... Some other scientific bullshit. Fire is just like... Fire is just Akia being angry and just throwing her hatred at you like, ah!
Veins of anger.
Veins of fire. Even one.
Angry fire. So I believe that's pretty much it for the interview portion. If you guys like that, or if there's something you think we should change in that, or questions we should ask, let us know, because we're definitely going to use, most likely going to use that format for when we bring out a character specialist onto the show. So when we put that poll up, or we figure out what the hell we're going to do to have you guys help us figure out what we're going to do, let us know, and we'll use everything and make it all work nice and happy. And
yeah, because if we don't do it, who else will?
Yeah. This brings me to my next question. Tell me three things you just can't freaking stand in this game. Like, you know, options. Yeah. I mean, not... Perhaps general, but you can be specific. Like, what does this character get? Blah, 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 and I have to...
Oh, like character... Like, something a character has, or a gameplay
mechanic? Like, you wish you could get that... Or maybe, you know, why do I have to sit here and not be able to move? Or blah, blah, blah.
I wish I had a decent reversal, but a lot of characters don't have a decent reversal without using meter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Hisui doesn't. No, wait.
Not really. I mean,
no. Because you can hit it at the startup of the EX Dust.
Right.
Shit, anyone who has a Shoryu has a decent reversal, so.
Jerks.
That's pretty much Nanaya, Tono. CL, roast beef. I mean, Reese. Roast beef is her nickname amongst the more established community. Let's see who else is there. I can't think of anyone else who has a Shoryu. No, White Lin. Forgetting characters is terrible.
How could you forget your own hate?
Yeah, anyone who has a decent wake up option without using meter is just like, it's like, I want to do that.
Yeah, not fair, man.
Like, so a lot of other characters have a way to get out of some sort of pressure, but it's either really gimmicky or it's just like they have to burn meter and hope for the best. Like Nero, he can do wake up. Crescent Nero can do wake up EX Claw. Full Moon Nero can do wake up Bees. Half is screwed.
Screwed.
It's really hard. Well. Akia sort of has, like, she has reversal DP.
Command grab.
Oh, Crescent has command grab, but it's only EX, because it's at when she does the input for it, like when the screen flashes, you have 2 frames to jump. So in most cases, when you're doing it, someone's doing something to you or trying to throw you. They're doing something. Something is part of the throw. You're doing wake up command throw, wake up EX command throw, and hey, I got out of pressure and I knocked him down and I took some of their health.
It's fucked up.
Yo, that, like, her having command grab is just like, I want to play this character more seriously now. But it's just like, you have to learn how to confirm off of, like, yeah, learn how to confirm off jump 2C and learn how to confirm off, like, random, like, 5B next to a wall.
Mm.
But I know I'm forgetting other characters' wake-up options that are viable. And if and since I am, that'll probably be the first thing I do on the next podcast if you guys are like, hey, you retard, this is what this character can do. And I'll start the podcast in the first, like, 5 minutes. We should call that a Herp Derp segment. This is a Herp Derp segment.
This week on Herp Derp.
Herp Derp. This character has this reversal. I seem to have forgotten it because I'm a retard. Herp Derp.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had some others, but I'm not going to tell you, so I'm just going to see what happens.
You're going to tell me? What did I do to you?
Oh, I have a list.
I say mean things because I hate you. I thought we got that cleared up.
I know. Oh, man. Do I even have an answer for this question? Who am I kidding? God. Stuff. If I... One thing for one character. It's just freaking Hero. Get rid of it. Make it go away.
Really?
Yes. Make it go away. I don't want it. I don't want it to be a last arc or anything. I don't want it to be like 150%. Just get it freaking out of here. I don't want it. Make it go... Wait forever and ever. I don't even think about it.
She needs Mina to do it.
I don't care.
It's really not bad.
No, it's not. It's just an option. I don't think anybody should have. It's not bad. It's completely debatable and all that. I just hate it. I just
you hate thinking about it.
It's like a almost get out of jail free card. It used to be. It used to be completely get out of jail free. Now it's the... Huh? Yeah, are you kidding? It was used to be safe.
No.
Yes. She could combo it one. She could do it anywhere. She could already do it anywhere on screen, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, she can't.
I think she used to be able to do it anywhere on screen. Maybe. Correct me. It launched... into itself. It was untechable, and then at the end, it was completely safe. This is obviously way...
I wasn't safe.
I don't know, but it was just like, how the hell am I supposed to deal with that? I mean, it's definitely been nerfed since what I've been used to, but I just don't like, you know, having that option. It'd be like having, like, an invincible raging demon.
Okay,
a reversal.
That's pretty broken. Yeah. Wake up, raging demon. Oh, I'm safe. Fuck you. I'm getting out of here. Oh, you did something? It sucks to be you.
Whatever. I'm just gonna glide past you.
Whatever, bro.
Wow.
You gotta watch this cutscene because you're a retard.
God. Yeah, that's it. There's other little things here and there that just, you know, irk me, but definitely nowhere near enough for Hero to be replaced. Oh, man. Well, I think that's about all we've got for this week.
Yes, sir.
Please, if you guys... enjoyed this or didn't enjoy this, let us know. I know you guys don't want another repeat of last week, so
because we will do it again if you don't help, if you don't provide feedback properly.
Just freaking say whatever the hell you want to say. because we are listening and we are paying attention, and it will all be thrown to good use later on. I don't know what the hell we're doing next week.
We'll figure that out.
We will figure that out. And I don't know if I'm probably not going to go to NEC.
Really?
Yeah, probably not going to. Just life is like, life is just life. That's just, let's leave it like that. But if I do go, guys, don't be surprised if there's an actual live show, courtesy of Dippy. So
girl,
that might happen. Otherwise, do you have anything to add, Mr. Fox?
Stick Bug Tourney this weekend.
Oh yeah, on the 20th over at Gamepad. Most likely, you know.
You gonna make it?
No, I was gonna say Spooky will be streaming in. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. It's just like NEC is next in 2 weeks. I'd rather like
in 2 weeks.
Some people might just.
NEC is already here. That's sick.
Let's see what happens with that. But yeah, if you're in New York City, freaking show up to the tournament. The threat is
tri-state area, and you would like to play Melty Blood
with the best.
Well, like I say, the best with quality competition.
Okay, with the rustiest.
With quality competition, you will come down to the Stick Bug Biweekly in Brooklyn, New York. You can find the thread. If you want to know where the thread is, we can redirect you to the thread in the feedback thread of this podcast. A lot of redirecting going on there. And I wish we could, like, there could be segments where people are listening and they were like, oh, from this video that we were watching, like we saw this match video and you saw something interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, we can integrate that, but I don't know if people would like us to analyze like matches and stuff. Not a lot, just like maybe a segment.
I mean, we can do some cross counter shit, but I mean, we definitely don't have the resources.
First of all, we wouldn't call it cross counter because that's probably copyrighted already.
Right, and I mean, what the
sued. I have no
what
money.
Would we call it? What's a Melty Blood rendition of cross counter? Cross Kohaku counter.
Oh, I'll kill you.
Counter hit hero.
No.
God. Level 2 counter.
No, shield counter.
Shield counter?
Mm-hmm.
Baited bunker. Man. I don't know. Circuit break. Initiative hand.
Safe heat. I like that.
That sounds like a bad porn.
Oh my god.
Bow,
on this safe heat.
Billy Bipper meets up with Debbie. Hiya. Safe heat in the house.
We'll come up with a better name.
If you guys have better names, let us know.
Please post it in the feedback thread.
Yeah, don't let us be creative. It doesn't work out very well.
It does, depending on what your opinion is.
Oh, man. Outside of that, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Makoto. Makoto.
Ooh, just call me Fox. Make it easier on yourself.
Thank you, Fox.
Yeah.
Thank you, Background Technical Troll Mizuki. And we will see you guys next week. Otherwise, good night and keep mashing.